here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard to the program. My name is Mike Chambers. It is hour number two, and we've got open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you would like to join us on the program, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Welcome aboard. You're on the program, sir.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Steve. How you doing?
Good. I noticed Ron Paul looks like he's got two good things going for him, and, well, probably more than that, but two that I noticed tonight was the clip that you played where they was talking to the people on the street. Did you notice that a lot of them wanted to know more, you know, about Ron Paul?
Right.
And I think if he gets some of his troops out there and starts passing out information, more people will learn about him. But that's a good thing that these people want to know more about him. It tells you that they're not satisfied with what they see so far. And the second thing is, I believe the closer we get to the election, you're going to see these other idiots start their dirty, cutthroat, negative campaigning. And Ron Paul doesn't seem like the type that would do that. And I think that'll really resonate with the voters, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is with his message, he doesn't have to.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You just stay right on the message. And, I mean, there's no reason to get off of him. Let him call him names. And, I mean, his record speaks for itself. Fact is, the guy has been consistent on what he said for, what, at least 20 years. And so, I mean, you know, let's stand on records. Sure.
That's true.
You want to drag him out? You want to sling mud? Hey, we'll pull the records out.
Yeah, I noticed in the debates he was like that. You know, he got more of the issues. He got to the problems that's going on in America, you know, while the others stood there and cut each other down and stuff. So it
right,
really makes a difference to me.
Yeah, these guys are part of the problem. They're not part of the solution.
Yeah, I agree.
And they want to sit and holler about a new program, or they'll do this, or they'll do that. And if we just spend some more money, we'll fix this and we'll fix that. Well, folks, there ain't no more money to spend. We're broke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I think, you know, that you put all this into perspective. And really, quite honestly, he's come along at the right time. This candidacy is at the right time. We've got the dollar crashing. The stock market that's, you know, that's bouncing up and down like a yo-yo. All these homes being foreclosed on. He's here at the right time.
He sure
is. Yeah, and now's the time for us to make this happen. We're standing on the precipice looking down over the cliff. And we see the big drop below. And he's going to be, if we can at least get him to the convention, to the Republican National Convention, with him still in the debates, all of that, and, you know, he's, you know, that'll mean he likely will get on stage at that convention where the whole mainstream of America will see him.
Yeah.
And whether he wins or not, the message is the most important thing.
It's true. I think the more people learn about him, the better he's going to do. So.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
So, okay, Mike, you have a great show. I really enjoy it. Thank you
very
much.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I'm glad you're listening, and thanks for calling. Yeah, I think that, you know, the more press he gets, and, you know, people keep the money coming in, then I think, you know, we're going up. And, you know, somebody asked me here a couple of nights ago what I thought his chances were. Each day, the chances are still slim, folks, but each day they get better. And, I mean, it's, you know, in my mind it went from slim and none to slim. And I'm happy that this is where we're proceeding forward, and he's gaining traction. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this whole campaign season got started so freaking early, and it's worked out to his advantage. And we still got 3 months left to go before the first primary. All right, back in just a second. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us here on this Wednesday night. Chat rooms are open and they are going. Good conversations, as always, in both. Man, I like looking back and forth at these while the show's going on. I really do. I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's glad RBN put one up. Exactly the same type of chat program as I have on for the Midnight Rider. And I like it. Like it a lot. And a lot of people are using it, which is really cool. And it's a cool thing to have. I think it's awesome. And gives people a chance to interact. And I like being in both chat rooms. I'm physically in both chat rooms talking to folks. I don't get to talk as much as I like. But sometimes I can chat during the breaks if I'm not doing anything. So it's kind of cool. But I kind of follow the conversations as they go along. But, yeah, most definitely very impressed. With the performance of the Ron Paul campaign so far, and where it's going, and I think you know it can only go up from here. You know, you sit and wonder what they'll raise this quarter. If you want the web address again for this pledge bank site, a million people to donate $100. Man, and that's $100 million. Here's the web address: www.pledgebank.com/PAULS-100 M-I-L-L. Let me read it for you again. pledgebank.com/capital P-A-U-L-S-100-M-I-L-L. And that'll get you there, and you can take a look at the page there on the site. And we've had 1,092 people do it so far. So what is it? Well, a whole lot more ago. How much is it? 998,908 as of the last go around. We'll see if that number's changed any at all. Oh, five more have done it. Cool. So just in the past few minutes, we've had five more people do it. Excellent. Very cool. Very cool. Hopefully they're listening to the program. We've had an effect. All right. Reno, Nevada. This bar, it's a Hispanic bar, was flying the American flag and the Mexican flag, but the Mexican flag was on top of the American flag, which is no-no. And it's typically used to show that you've conquered a country. And so in Reno, Nevada, it really stirred some people up, as it well should have. And someone went out and took care of business with said flag. And here's the audio of that from Channel 4 there in Reno.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Joe Hart.
And I'm Shelby Sheehan. This afternoon, we received a call from a viewer who said a business near downtown Reno was flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, which in fact is illegal.
This after photos and comments about the flag were posted on Craigslist as early as 11:30 this morning. When we were able to have a photographer go and check everything out, we found the story to be true. It also didn't take long before the situation provoked a strong reaction. We're now going to show you, unedited, just what happened.
Right here. That is what happened, right there. I'm Jim Brossard, and I took this flag down in honor of my country with a flag, with a knife from the United States Army. I'm a veteran. I'm not going to see this done to my country. If they want to fight us, then they need to be men, and they need to come and fight us. But I want somebody to fight me for this flag. They're not going to get it back.
All right, guys. So what do you think of that? No comment? What do you think of that? What are you trying to accomplish, at least? Anything?
He just goes over, this guy he's talking to won't say anything to him. The guy goes over and picks up his Mexican flag and walks back inside. Well, it just here to work. And folks, this is what we're seeing, guys. I mean, this is more and more of this is happening. Where people just sit and think, oh well, we can do whatever we want with this country. You know, it's not ours, but we think we own it by guys, and we're gonna do what we want. Sad state of affairs, folks. I mean, it's just, this is absolutely incredible stuff that, you know, I mean, it's against the law. And nobody, I mean, they even called the cops, and the cops didn't do anything about it. So it takes a guy, a veteran, to go down there and whip out his knife and take care of business. And they just kind of looked at him like, okay, well, I want somebody to fight me. They're like, not me, senor. I'm standing right here. I'm about to go back in and have me cerveza. This stuff just blows my mind. And I just found, just this, the next thing I'm going to go to here, just saw this. I don't know if we have enough time. We'll probably play it after the break here. We got about 4 minutes. Let's try to play this clip right here.
Police are looking for a driver in a deadly hit and run.
Yeah, but they're also looking for some thieves who ripped off the victim as he lay bleeding and dying on the sidewalk. It's an unbelievable story. Here's some video from the scene near Main and Horn in Mesa. Police tell us the man happened to be waiting for a bus with his groceries in hand when an out-of-control truck hit him and killed him. Instead of helping the man, people nearby started stealing his groceries. They made off with them, and the truck driver now faces felony charges if caught. He also took off. The people who stole those groceries could also face theft charges as well.
Wow. Dying man, they steal his groceries. Sick. I listened to a caller on our previous show, what I heard today. And they were talking about the North American Union, and this guy says, well, I don't care as long as I'm still eating steak dinners and I'm buying my beer on Friday nights. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, please give me a freaking break. And this is the way a lot of people are acting. This is the way a lot of people think. And that we're going to go in and, you know, the people have the audacity. Here's a guy laying dead in the street and will steal his groceries. Or like a convenience store where this girl is, I think it was in Kansas City. She'd been stabbed a number of times and crawls into the convenience store. Nobody calls 911. People, you know, stepping over to get their snack cakes and stuff. And somebody even takes a picture of her with a camera on their cell phone. You know, when you hear stories like that, you think, man, maybe this isn't even worth saving. You know, this is how we're going to be. You know, you're going to steal from a dead man. Instead of trying to help him. Oh, hey, he's hurt. He's bleeding. Get his groceries. Let's go. These pools probably complained about what he bought. Yeah. You just, you know, you sit and wonder, you know, is it worth saving? Yeah, it is, because I have to for my kids. And I have to for my grandkids. But a lot of these other people, man, just sick, sick, sick people. Guy dead in the street. And your thought, instead of trying to help or do something, is you take his groceries. It's pretty sick. Pretty sick. Well, then again, what do you expect? I mean, that's... (sighs) 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us here on the program. Yeah, Pegasutra, chat room says people are becoming very desensitized now and becoming very brutalized. Most certainly. Very, very sad. Very sad. But yeah, we have to save this place. I've got to save it for my kids. You got to save it for yours, your grandkids, your friends, people you care about. We don't have a choice. Problem is fools like these people that steal groceries a benefit. All right, more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. Super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I tear.
Now I all right, got back a here. Move that tells me what rider. To do. Ow! I always loved it. little James Brown for you. Yeah. 800-313-9443 is our number if you would like to join us here tonight on the program. 800-313-9443. My email address again is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. And I guess I asked this question last night. What is wrong with us? I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, I agree with people in the chat room that it's in the RBN chat room. This was certainly planned, you know, for us, the culture, the media. You know, we used to help each other. And, you know, if it's just something simple as carrying a bag of groceries. And people weren't afraid of letting you in their house. And now, you know, it's just, You know, they don't. I mean, there's a lady, older lady who lives across the street from me. She's probably in her 70s. She's been widowed a number of years, and she still gets around pretty good. And, you know, a lot of times during the summer, during the winter, I'll send my kid over to, put a trash can back up, or something like that when it's icy. But she doesn't speak a lot, doesn't say a whole lot, and just stays in that house by herself. And she gets out and goes and gets her groceries and that kind of stuff, and other than that, she's there. At least she takes like a trip a year, but even that's been curtailed, you know, where she's not gone very long. And she's just there. And nobody pulls in to check on her. She doesn't have friends come by. Anything like that. And that's a sad existence. It's literally a sad existence. She doesn't talk to the neighbors. Nothing. Most I've been able to get out of her is a hello. And she just doesn't talk. Occasionally you'll see her, you know, doing something in her garage. But other than that, that's it. And this is what we've become. I mean, when you've got a guy waiting for a bus and he gets hit by a truck, and he's there on the ground bleeding everywhere. Come to find out he's dead, but still people come up and steal his groceries. It's another thing that, you know, that we're going to have to reverse. There's so many things that we've got to do to take this thing back. And here's what I know first off. First off, all of this has to start with us individually. We've got to learn to love ourselves. We've got to learn to accept ourselves before we can care for anybody else and take information from anybody else. You have to go to people in that spirit of love to say, look, you know, I care about you as a human being, and here's information I've got for you. And instead of, you know, you can't just beat it, because they're not going to get it. If they haven't got it, would you talking calmly and say, look, this is information I think you ought to have. All you can do is move on. I had an enlightening, a conversation with somebody who's older today. And we talked about a number of things. And some of it, you know, being in times and that kind of stuff. And it was just, you know, we were talking and she brought up a point. She says, how do we know that we're not already in this and we're not like in the 1,000 years? And the rapture's already occurred. I don't believe it's going to occur. But it's already, you know, for sake of her argument, it's already occurred and we're sitting here and not even knowing. People are living and dying and going on about with their lives. I said, you don't know that. And she said, you know, everything is extremely, you know, crazy here. And so how do you know? And I said, you don't. All I know is that we have to love each other first off. Love ourselves. Love each other. And then we can start taking things back. And that's how we change our society. It's how we change people. Because it's not just about waking up people to the information. The information is secondary to the individual. That's it's about people. It's not about theories and who did this and who did that. It's about people. It's about individual freedom. And so we have to individually free ourselves and unplug ourselves from this matrix. Stop feeding the beast. On a multitude of levels. Stop buying into the propaganda that they put out. And understand that you are a free individual. Not only in your mind, but in your body. And you're free to do what you will. As long as you're not infringing on the rights of others. Back in a minute, final half hour around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And I just want to say real quickly here, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to all our micro broadcasters out there who air the show. And the fact we're on KU Satellite, that means a lot. So thanks to everybody listening, wherever you are around the country. Thanks to the micro operators for stepping up and doing a real service to the people in this country by putting up a micro station in your area. We're going to do a micro show next week, and we'll get that all set up, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be really good. And so there we go. And that's good. That's going to be awesome. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about the Council for National Policy. And our guest is going to be Josh Reeves. We're going to get into that subject. It's something he kind of stumbled on due to an interview he did last week. And I thought I'd bring him onto the program and kind of go into it a bit. The connections to a lot of things are fairly deep. And then on Friday night, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable. Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com is going to be with us, along with Michael Vail, a first-time participant in the program, will be joining us on Friday night to go through the news and our little in what has become known as the Young Guns Roundtable. Yes. Okay, Michael, it's your turn. Go ahead and take a couple shots. There you go. Try with your handgun now. How about this one? Yeah, I like it. See, there we go. All right. when you that's exactly what you want to do when you hear stories like these last two. It's like, you know, what is wrong with you? Stealing people's groceries when they're dead. I mean, that's just All right, and the frivolity continues here. American flag banned on campuses across the nation. As the Stars and Stripes fly proudly all over America, many colleges are banning the American flag and other patriotic symbols deemed to be offensive. Marquette, Lehigh, Arizona State, Central Michigan, and Texas A&M are among the campuses where flag controversies have erupted. Officials at Arizona State forced the removal of the flag from the Saguaro dining hall. When the student senate pushed for a bill to reinstate the flag, it was voted down. Student Senator Owabi Shabandar, a foreigner who's having to tell us what's right, head of the school's college Republicans, refused to let the matter rest. He launched a massive local media blitz and contacted alumni. The response was one of outrage. Shabandar told the campus reporter at Arizona State that it took over a week of angry phone calls before Arizona State agreed to put the flag back. Took them after thousands of phone calls, emails all over Arizona, all over the country, alumni everywhere stopped, threatening to stop donating. In fact, we got word from a good source in the Alumni Association that the administration was poised to lose over $1 million in alumni contributions. You know? And so in the end, Arizona State ends up buying radio ads to apologize. And this is going on all over the country. Take her flag down. Oh, it's offensive. We deal anything patriotic, give me anything of market. It's offensive. But of course, you want to talk about W in the war. That's patriotic. Mm. It's key to some of them ragheads. Yeah, buddy. Get on it. Get on it. Get on it. You know, just incredible. And we're sitting here, and in this little country of Myanmar used to be Burma. People are being shot in the freaking streets. Monks are being shot, taking out their bodies are being dumped in the desert, and we just sitting around. But we got our steak and our beer on Friday night, so we ought to be feeling pretty good. Yeah, buddy. Land of the free, home of the brave. Like my medium rare there, darling. Yeah, will you bring me a beer, you sensuous woman, since you's up getting me one. Yeah. I mean, and the average person in this country doesn't understand what's coming, and the problem is a number of them don't even care. Not until it adversely affects them and they find out that their dollar ain't gonna buy squat. And we'll start really feeling the effects of that in the next month or two, right around Christmas time. Listen to all these retailers sit and scream about how Christmas sales are down. Oh, my goodness. And that's where it's coming, folks. Same thing. We've got oil that's been dancing around $80 now, and you've got and a government that just keep on spending. We ain't got no money. But we're gonna spend it anyway. We're just printing up more. We got more paper. A bunch of guys said they'll keep printing for us as long as we want them to print it, and we keep on printing. Love it. Going to raise the debt ceiling up, too. Yes, that's indeed. That's good stuff. Oh, by the way, you don't have free speech in the country anymore because we passed a hate crimes law. And I got to tell you, I don't see how Bush can veto this bill. I mean, I know Ted Pike thinks that, that it would allow him to, you know, to save face and the Republican Party to save face. But I don't think so. I think this gets approved. I mean, George W. Bush has done nothing to protect and defend the Constitution. He's done everything to destroy the Constitution. And, you know, he and his whole little administration, and look, I know he's not the top guy. He's just a guy who just, you know, being dangled around on strings just like a bunch of others. But still, just, you know, the whole idea. And quite honestly, the whole idea that this type of legislation comes up in front of Congress is asinine. Because there's law on the books. You know, there's no need for these feel-good laws. Oh, well, I'm just pandering to my base. Want them to think I'm really concerned about their problems. Eh. I've got an audio clip. I want to play this for you. I decided I wouldn't. Chris Matthews has written a book called Life is a Campaign. And he goes on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And Stewart really rips this book apart and really has a fine assessment of this piece of literature and quotations around the word literature. But listen to this. Listen to what Chris Matthews says is important. And it really sheds a light on a number of things. I mean, here's a guy in the mainstream media talking about how you should be successful. Take a listen.
Welcome back, my guest tonight, the host of MSNBC's Hardball and NBC's The Chris Matthews Show. His new book is called Life's a Campaign. The politics has taught me about friendship, rivalry, reputation, and success. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Matthews. Welcome back to the show.
Great.
How's it going?
It's great.
Life's a Campaign. Now, if I read this correctly, and I believe I read this book correctly, what you are saying is people can use what politicians do in political campaigns to help their lives.
Yeah.
Now, that's
it's irony, isn't it?
It strikes me as fundamentally wrong. it strikes me as a self-hurt book, if you will. Aren't campaigns fundamentally contrivances?
Yeah, campaigns can be, but the way politicians get to the top is the real thing. They know what they're doing. I mean, you don't have to believe a word they say, but watch how far they got. How did Clinton get there? How did Hillary get there? How did all these guys get there?
So you're suggesting the key to success.
They have methods to get to the top.
The key to success for people
is...
And
you can learn from those methods.
Even if no one believes a word you say, you can be successful.
Yes.
Now, that seems to me to be a book about sadness. Is it not?
No.
Well,
can I give you an example of the truth here?
Yes.
Bill Clinton, when he was in college, would get women, girls, in bed.
Not just in college.
By listening. By listening to them.
Yes.
He was a great listener. And when friends of his couldn't get the girls of their dream, he'd say, you got to listen to these women. I thought growing up you drank beer and you bragged. But he says, listen, because it's flattering.
Wait, but that's...
And it works.
It works if you care what they're saying.
Yeah, he does.
But politicians often listen, but they don't...
Listen.
It's a contrivance.
It's not a contrivance. I'm listening to you.
No, you're not.
I'm listening to you. How
you
can I not? You're trashing
anybody.
My book. How can I not hear
I'm
you?
I'm not trashing your book. I'm trashing your philosophy
my
of
philosophy
life.
My philosophy is the...
Your book is an excellent recipe. This is an excellent recipe.
Do you want to succeed?
I've succeeded.
Do you want friends?
I have friends. I want real friends.
Do you have a reputation?
Wait a minute. But in this book, if you treat life like a campaign...
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
At the end of your life, do you give a concession speech?
No.
Well, then it's not a campaign.
It is a campaign. Everything about getting jobs is about convincing someone to hire you, right? It's about getting promotions. It's about selling products. It's always a campaign. It's a campaign to get the girl of your dreams. It's a campaign to do everything you want to do in life.
But there has to be some core of soul in there. Otherwise...
Well, I'm not denying that. I'm saying that you can learn. You are a hard sell. But let me tell you. Watch the Clintons. Watch how successful they are. And watch what they do. They do listen to people. Hillary Clinton went on a listening tour of upstate New York and won a Senate seat.
Labeling something a listening tour doesn't mean you're listening. That's what I'm saying. You can't... President Bush had a sign that said, mission accomplished. That doesn't make it accomplished.
He wasn't... He wasn't listening. Let me tell you an example of listening.
What campaigns are photo opportunities that are staged, and there's nothing in this book about be good, be competent.
That's not. It's called the Bible. It's been written.
So do you feel that...
Let's go through.
This book has been written, too. It's called The Prince.
I know. But this is better.
What?
It's better.
This is better than The Prince?
Did you read it?
I did read the book.
And what did you find in it?
I thought that it was a recipe for sadness. Only because, and I say this to you honestly, as I read it, I thought, this strikes me as artifice. It's, if you live
this book, not true. Not true.
Your life will be strategy. And if your life is strategy, you'll be unhappy.
Not true.
This strikes me as saying that success is finite.
No, because there's a lot of good stories. And people, to get ahead in life, are good listeners. They're optimistic people. They're very good at asking for help because they don't try to do it alone. And every time they ask for help.
If you ain't waiting for somebody special, would you be with me tonight? I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a movie star. I'm an astronaut. And I own this bar. And I'd lie.
Yes, life is a campaign. That's right. You just lie. That's right. You go in and you apply for a job. Hey, I've got a master's degree. Don't believe it. I'll go home and print one up for you. There you go. I mean, it's a campaign. Stuart's right. It's all a contrivance. And this is what we present to people now these days. It's like, hey, if you're going to get ahead, you got to lie. You got to cheat. You got to steal. Forget working hard. Just listen. And the ladies will love you. Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate that. That's a wonderful thing. Yes. Uh-huh. Most definitely. Uh-huh. Yes, all right. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, it's actually Shad Bandar calling from University of Phoenix.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you that we know more about your flag than you do, my friend.
You know, I certainly wouldn't doubt that. Do you think life's a campaign? Do you think you should lie?
Absolutely, you have to lie about everything to get ahead in America, my friend.
Okay, Shad Bandar, when you call in, you have to come up with another name. You don't say Jeff in Canada. I mean, just kind of talk show tip number one for you know what we might need to do, you know, a little caller clinic or something like that, you know, just to inform you. Look, if you're gonna do a funky voice, like, hey, my name's John McCain, you have to come in and be that person. You attempted a campaign on me. At this point in time, and you see, exactly like John Stewart said, it's now a recipe for sadness.
And fascism.
Well, we're very much there as well, yeah.
Oh, so sad. Well, you know, it's that time of the night, Mike. You know, I stay awake till about, at least 3. I take my meds after I listen to you, you know.
I take my meds while I'm doing the program.
But it's so discouraging, that story about the groceries. But then again, there's just so many absurd stories about, you know, our boys and girls dying in Iraq right now and Afghanistan. So I have to put it all in context, and the whole horrible bowl of just insanity that we're looking at right now. You know, it's just so surreal.
Yeah, I know.
You want to take down the flag? You're banning the Stars and Stripes. You're beating up the old ladies. You're tasering people left and right.
Hey, they had groceries. We got to.
Beer and steak guy called in, and it's all good as long as he can ship in the tainted E. coli laden beef burger they just recalled from Walmart.
Yeah, you know, hey, it's an E. coli cookout. Everybody come on out.
I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there?
Free antifreeze for the first 100 drinkers. Get your E. coli burgers and your free antifreeze. Come on down tonight. We've got it for you here. Chinese products are great. Got Chinese beef, genetically modified this. Oh, and by the way, the kids, free toys for the kids, all with lead-based paint.
Oh, man. Blackwater.
Yeah, I know. Blackwater, it's all terrible. Jeff, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good night. Happy dreams.
Thanks. All right, back in just a minute, final segment around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I hope you're ready for me.
cool as this wine falls in check.
Oh, yeah.
I'm drinking tea and tea. I'm smoking.
Final segment here on the program for tonight. Remember, Josh Reeves on tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the Council for National Policy on the program tomorrow night. It should be a really good show. Hope you'll tune in for it. Yeah, life's a campaign. Lie, do whatever you have to. But be a good listener. You'll get the ladies that way. Yeah, see, that's what it's all about. You know, is get as far as you can. It doesn't matter if you've got any real talent or you've got any ability. Just tell them what they want to hear. Yeah. You know, after all, most places have a type of discipline process that they've got to go through before they cut you loose. So you've got a good few months there. And then you can put it on your resume. And now because they can't tell your potential new employer what kind of a job you did, so you're good to go on the next job, which will pay you based on the experience you got at the first job, which we're no good at. And before you know, you're CEO of a major corporation. Congratulations. Life is a campaign. And this is the information that we spread, that's spread in the mainstream to people. Create the illusion that you're successful. I mean, shoot, I watch people pay for their groceries with their credit cards. They physically sign for them. My wife says, well, it might be their debit card. No, not punching no pin in, they're signing. Signing and financing their groceries so they can appear to be successful. You follow them outside, and they're in their nice, getting in their nice, shiny, brand new car, pulling up in their nice, shiny new home, but they just finance their groceries at 18%. It's illusion. It's all illusion. It doesn't matter what's real. It's just, do you get your steak dinner? Can you have your beer tonight? I guess that in the end is for most people is all that's important.
Well, I can have my steak and I can have my beer and I can watch my football on Saturday and Sunday. Don't you worry about that, dude. It'll be a cold day in hell before they pull this can out of my left hand and the remote out of my right. Because I'm American, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to bask in the glory of being an American. 500 channels and nothing on, man, tell me.
Oh, but just have the appearance that everything is successful. Your life can really suck. But just so long as everybody thinks that you're successful and you lie and contrive your way from one thing to the next as part of your campaign to get the best-looking girl, the campaign to get the best job, or to sell a product. Oh, yeah, this has got a lifetime warranty. It ain't going to last you past down the street, but don't think about bringing it back, because the warranty ain't going to happen in my lifetime. And that's where we're at. But we have no choice. We've got to fight. We've got to save this place. Because if we fall, the world falls with it. And folks, I don't want a future like what they're planning for us for my kids. And for my little grandkids. No. All right, I'm out of here. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Find somebody you love. And you look them straight in the eyes and you tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.
It's true.